And a good Monday morning. I'm Rob Hackla, along with Lisa Zizian. Each day, more and more young adults fall prey to substance abuse. Local author Stacy Padula is an educator who works mainly with high school students and was moved to write a book series for teens that shares how it happens, how good kids become drug addicts, how downward spirals start, how harmless fun can quickly turn into a life-threatening addiction. She joins us now to talk about her newest book. She grew up in Pembroke and now lives in Plymouth. Stacy, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you in studio. And we were talking about, we had a chance to talk to you at the beginning of your journey in writing about this very important topic. So tell us about, this is the first of a new book of in a series, right? This is book number one called Gripped.
Yes. So the Gripped book series is a new series. It takes place in the same quote-unquote world as my other book series, Montgomery Lake High. But this focuses on some different characters, and it takes place over a three-year period. So some of the main characters are college students, some are high school students, some are middle school students, because substance abuse sadly affects all those ages. So with this book series, it's really, I wrote it in order to show how it happens, like how kids get caught up in these things in the first place. My other book series is a lot about their redemption stories. This is more about what snares them, what drives them, any sort of psychological things or emotional things or environmental things, biological. There's so many different reasons why kids would start dabbling with prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. And I personally think that's the biggest issue in this area anyway. It's prescription drug abuse and opiates and benzos. So I focus a lot on prescription drugs in this book series and the experiences that kids have on them, as well as how it changes their personalities and changes their ambitions, but then also how they can get help and recover from that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really important even for parents to read, because I think it will show some warning signs that maybe they can look for in their children, because the sad thing is it happens usually to really good kids, really, really nice people, athletes, you know, yeah, who have injuries, or just kids that are struggling with social anxieties because they're really nice people. And I just wanted it out there so that kids would be prepared if they read this book series. They might be prepared before they come face to face with it, mm-hmm, in their own social lives. I think because of the raw content in it, I really didn't censor it. So there's some like tough topics in there that it might be banned from schools just because it's kind of controversial.
It's gritty and raw and uncensored.
Okay. Yeah. So I think it's important. I think it needs to be that way.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the reality, sadly.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than holding back, because, yeah, this is something that, you know, unfortunately we hear a lot about. Thankfully, you know, I haven't been able to observe it firsthand with a family member necessarily, but certainly I've heard stories about so many families that are affected. And you're right. I mean, when, you know, I think about my nephew and niece, and I think about your kids, Lisa, as mm-hmm, well, you know, they grow up and they show pictures. Children, you know, they don't have plans to become drug addicts. They don't have plans to die at a young age. They all have plans and dreams and aspirations early on. And you wonder, you know, what happens. And in some of these cases, unfortunately, it has been, and you talk about this in one of the books where you have a star athlete or someone that is, mm-hmm, in sports, and which is a great way to avoid a lot of drugs and substances to be involved in. Athletics and feeling good and getting a natural high from the, mm-hmm, rush of competing, and then maybe suffering an injury. We know that some kids, because of an injury, you know, that's maybe how they were first exposed to painkillers, right?
Right, exactly. And that's what happens to one of my main characters in here. He's like an acclaimed college football player, seemingly destined for the NFL, yeah, and he has two knee surgeries, and one thing leads to another, and the painkillers kind of take over certain parts of his life, and then it sort of shows how his addiction affects other people in, yeah, his circle, and kind of snowballs from there.
Hmm. Wow. Now, Stacy, so why did you decide to first get involved in this? I know you work with a lot of younger people. Was it something that you just felt you had to write about because you were observing it? Did you have any personal connections?
Yeah, so I'm a college counselor and a tutor. So my students are mostly juniors and seniors in high school, and many of them are pretty open with me, and they'll share some of the experiences of things that they've witnessed. And I could see how big of a problem it is right now in high schools. And then even just in my own personal life, I've known a lot of really good people that have gotten caught up in prescription drug abuse, and a lot of it started with them actually being prescribed these drugs and things just kind of getting out of control. So just from all that, I was moved to work on this book series. So hopefully, I don't know, hopefully it can prevent this heartache from happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, any time we can get a conversation going or intervention early to avoid some of the tragedies that some families have experienced.
Right. Because as a kid, you may not think about what's going to happen next, what would be the consequences, what, you know, I think sometimes when we're so young, we think nothing bad could happen to us.
Right.
So what a resource this could become for a lot of people.
Yeah, so this is the first book, and there are several books that Stacey has written already about this subject, but this is a new series, and this is called Gripped Part 1, The Truth We Never Told. And again, these are fictional characters, but you base these on situations that, unfortunately, we've seen in real life.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So is it out now, Stacey? How can people pick up a copy of the book to read more?
It is. It's for sale right now through Amazon and through Barnes & Noble online. I'm not sure if it's hit any bookstores yet. It just came out, so it should be soon, but it's definitely available online right now.
Stacey, people can find out about you on your website, right?
Oh, yes. My website is stacyapadula.com. It's S-T-A-C-Y-A-P-A-D-U-L-A.
StaceyApadula.com. We got a link from our website at 959watd.com. And again, this is a new young adult book that chronicles how kids become drug addicts. Gripped Part 1, The Truth We Never Told, from local author Stacey Padula. Stacey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.